Hey, everybody. Welcome to TikTok, the podcast where we read and review smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And today we read Pucking Around, A Why Choose Hockey Romance, Jacksonville Rays Book 1 by Emily Rath. Rachel Price is a sports medicine doctor who gets a fellowship to work with the Jacksonville Rays hockey team. As it turns out, one of the players is Jake Compton. Yes, Jake Compton.
Question?
Yeah. With whom she had an amazing, life-changing, and yet unfortunately brief one-night stand with. And then fate brings them back together. Fortunately for Rachel, the equipment manager, Caleb, and Jake's best friend is also fucking hot as hell. And as horny for her as she is for him.
He sees that fucking dildo.
The tentacle dildo does it for
him. Every time.
Turns out that the goalie, Ilmari Kanunen, a giant fin, is hot as hell.
Is he like on a shark?
Finn from Finland.
Okay.
This is going to be fun to edit.
Yeah. Do you need me to start over?
Nope.
I'm just going to power it through it. He's hot as hell and as horny for her as she is for him. And so she gets three hockey boyfriends and it rules. And but is the public going to take it as well as she takes them?
Ooh.
Find out in Pucking Around.
Before we dive in, if this book sounds like something you want to read, heads up that the podcast is full of spoilers. If you have read Pucking Around, we would love to hear from you. Email us at diktokthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram or TikTok at diktokpod, DIKTOKPOD.
Where do we even begin?
So as I was starting this book, there's like a little preface that has some interesting tidbits. And I just feel like I am so jaded. I read too much smut when that introduction section listing the characters' star signs got my eyebrows higher than all of the sex act trigger warnings.
Same.
So I was like, what is this? A star sign kind of book, huh? Oh, we're into astrology here.
Yeah.
So one of my repeated thoughts was, this woman went to med school. You made it through med school? Especially in the beginning where she's just crying. Like, she's crying every other page. And I was like, girl, I'm sorry they lost your bags, but I need you to get it the fuck together.
Right.
And I did end up liking Rachel a lot once she let the lioness out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When I saw her work Sona, if you will, I was like, oh, I like her. But at the end, when she's talking to the owner of the hockey team, and she starts talking about, like, well, I'm a double moon Sagittarius. And I was like, did you do this in your med school interviews? Like, how much do you want this job? Because I thought that you wanted this job. And, like, what are you doing?
And actually, it's double cancer.
Get it right, Karina?
She has a cancer tattoo on her arm that she forgot about. And so Jake or someone was like, oh, you're a cancer. And she's like, oh, how'd you know? And he's like, you have it tattooed on your arm. And I just put, nah, that's a 69.
And one of the guys also had his star sign tattooed somewhere on him. I was like,
match made in heaven.
Literally don't know anyone with their star sign tattooed on them.
Right. And also, like, at some points, I was just like, girl, that's just called having a personality. Like, that ain't gotta be based in the stars. So apparently her septum piercing is a big...
Yeah, that's like a thing.
It's so unprofessional. But it's so hot.
It's so hot.
That it is mentioned at least 8 different
These
times.
These boys think about it all the time.
I'm actually personally not a fan of the septum piercing, so I am surprised that guys would be just so driven crazy.
I know. I feel like that's one of those things that comes up on lists of, like, fashion trends that guys hate. Not that I give a shit, but maybe they're just built different.
Mm-hmm. These aren't just any boys.
True. These are men.
Ripped to non-hockey players.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Rachel's relationship to underwear? Did this bother anyone else?
I don't know. Okay. What was her relationship to underwear? There's a lot going on in this book.
Not positive is what I'll say.
She tends to avoid it.
Or wear thongs, which I'm like, You got a fucking OR shift in a thong, girl?
like you're a medical doctor. You're a medical doctor. And you don't know what that shit does?
Also, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, she's relaxing when she gets locked out on the porch. Fucking love that scene. She gets locked out on the porch. Although, again, it's another, like, you went to med school? How is this happening? But she's in a t-shirt, like a crop top and a thong. And I'm like, this is your relaxing fit?
I don't like sitting on a couch like that.
Yeah, no. I don't like existing like that.
Too much butt on surfaces.
Especially a couch in a pre-furnished.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not even your couch.
Yeah, that was probably a former hockey player's apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ew.
Any athlete, honestly.
Oh, I was also irritated when she climbs over the balcony and she falls into Caleb's arms and she's like, I miss him.
Oh yeah.
About Jake and the one night stand. I was like, get it together.
I thought you were going to talk about how she hits her shins on the balcony railing. And I was just like, oh.
That whole thing was a mess, but it was a hilarious mess. Like her doing the down dog between the two balconies. And I'm like,
in a thong.
In a thong. I was like, we didn't think this through.
I definitely was just picturing the hockey players from Letterkenny.
Totes.
With Caleb and Jake. Like, Caleb's Jeep pulls up to the curb. Both guys are in the front seats, shades on and hats flipped backwards. I was like, it's really giving Riley and Jonesy.
Totally.
And there is someone on the team named Jonesy.
Why am I not playing for my country? They wanted him to. Listen, I wheel home from Pracky, crush a Sando. I got leg day on deck, but I can't rip legs because the phone's ringing off the hook.
He's got a carbo load, boys.
Dad's got U.S. colleges blowing up his celly. I got Canadian universities blowing up my celly. Mom's got the Deutsche Extra Liga on the landline.
Landline's cheaper, boys.
Toy phone in my billet sister's playhouse is ringing off the hook. But I got one team.
Letterkenny.
Letterkenny Shamrocks, boys.
Ferda.
I need a Shorzy.
No, the hell we don't.
Fuck you, Shorzy.
Fuck you, Riley. Your mom keeps trying to slip a finger in my bum, but I keep telling her I only let Jonesy's mom do that, you fucking loser. Fuck your entire fucking life, you piece of shit.
It is kind of what I was imagining, though. Anytime it was like all four of them together and like the three of them were telling the others what to do, it was like the other players that always talk in the same order
and call each other's name at the beginning.
Yes.
So what's got you looking like a fraidy cat, you little bitch? Yorkie.
Cockophobia. Fear of ugliness. Don't think so. I'm gorgeous. Schultzy.
Coprophobia? The fear of poop? Nah, you both pooped your pants when we mentioned the natives. Pussy. Fisky.
Electrophobia. Fear of chickens? Uh-uh. Because you'd be afraid of each other. Boomtown.
Pantherophobia? Fear your mother-in-law? Fuck that. I love my mother-in-law like I love my wife. I'm a good man.
Can we talk about Jacksonville, Florida having
the hockey team?
The best hockey team in the land.
And they're very new.
Yeah.
They're brand new.
Like, so they spent like a lot of money. And also a lot of people in a ice sport were like, you know where I'll go?
Florida.
Hey, they got good air conditioning. If you like your ice sport and you also love the beach.
Well, and they're selling out, which like I remember it might still exist when Atlanta had a hockey team.
Yeah.
And all the Southerners were like, I don't know what to do with this.
I don't think it does exist anymore. The Thrashers.
Is there a football involved in this sport? I don't.
Which is surprising that hockey isn't more popular in the U.S. I mean, they get in fights all the time.
It is up north.
Right?
That's true, yeah.
You would think Florida would be all about that.
Yeah. Punching each other's teeth out.
Mm-hmm. We don't have ice. We can't relate.
Yeah.
We do like air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Air conditioning and violence. I don't get why it's not more popular. Okay, another Florida what question? Towards the beginning, I guess when Rachel's moving in and Caleb explains how rigid the recycling rules are. And it's just like, Florida would never.
No. But that's cute.
It was cute. We take ocean conservation very seriously.
Can we talk about the Sea Turtles nonprofit that didn't have a board?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So Mars donated $500,000. To this sea turtle organization.
And then his bio father ends up donating another $500,000. They had 3 volunteers total, which apparently on their 501c3 paperwork, they didn't put down as their board, and they didn't have a board. And I was like, you don't have a nonprofit, because that's fucking illegal.
Is this the real reason Karina hated this book?
I gasped out loud. You can ask Killian. She was in the room.
Yeah.
She and Derek are both like, what? And Derek was like, oh, you're reading smut. And I was like, this nonprofit.
For context, Karina has a master's in nonprofit organization.
I was so mad. How are you going to donate that much money and not even like do basic research? And also, like, because they were at the auction, right? And they're like, well, I trust whoever.
Okay. Well, well, guess what? Turtles.
Turtles. They're just basically pouring money straight down the drain into the ocean.
Thank you. Those turtles are still out there eating straws, okay? Because these 3 weird ladies can't get their shit together.
They saved them. The hockey players saved the turtles. Mm-hmm. That is the takeaway.
I imagine them... Oh, no, this is terrible. I imagine them, like, going around and finding nests and, like, putting the little, like, stakes out. And then Poseidon coming around and, like, eating the eggs right after them.
No.
Also, she had very little concern for outing other people's sexuality.
Mm.
Are you bi? No, he and Rachel say at the same time. Bitch, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
It's not your question to answer.
I think she must have told Mars that
Caleb,
thank you, was queer, which, like, that whole running thing was really weird because the intro to his homosexuality was, and I've never told anyone, but I'm gay. And then the next scene, you're like, oh, his Puck Bunny ex-girlfriend? And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is a, like, a late-stage realization. Then he's like, I'm in love with Rachel Price. And you're like, what's happening here? Yeah. Because gay?
Right.
Isn't that the same as bi?
Right.
And I use it as a shorthand, totally. But, like...
But you're actively fucking a woman.
Well, we're also supposed to be, like, informing the audience what's going on here. Yeah. And, like, that's a little bit of
muddies the
waters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jokes is one thing. We all love jokes. Chirping on a guy for being gay is another, he adds, his face solemn. You just tell us which end is up, and we'll make sure the next guy who chirps you is the last guy. What does that mean? Is it like tweeting alternate universe tweets?
Oh. That's what it's going to be called now that it's X.
Right.
You chirp now. When they're playing the Toronto Maple Leaf.
Everyone's like, why is he so upset? Why is everyone so upset? And it's like, what is 2 + 2? Could we maybe figure this out? I don't think all of you are this dumb.
Yes. Can we just please reveal that that's the guy that injured Caleb?
Why is everyone so upset? I don't understand.
It's right there.
I knew it's that right somebody there. Had injured Caleb.
But I never thought about who.
Did you Google it?
Right?
Because I'm sure it's not a secret.
There was some Google woes in here. Like... Did they not allow them on computers because nobody Googled anybody at the appropriate time?
No. The only thing they have phones that can do is text photos of pelicans.
Well, and also, Jake is like, you didn't Google anyone on this team, you fucking dumb bunny, you know? And then when someone's like, have you Googled Rachel? He was like, that's a Puck Bunny thing to do. Why would I do that?
Yeah,
and I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So I used to do lighting for hockey sometimes. The way they smell.
Oh, I bet.
Is because they will go the entire season without washing their uniform or pads. There was definitely a day that I walked by the outside of the locker room and started to gag because it smelled so bad.
Oh,
you
no.
You can smell them from the ice when you're in the bleachers. Like, these guys stink so fucking badly.
Well, Caleb is... dealing with it. He manages the equipment. He washes
the uniform. He sneakily washes it.
He irons the jerseys for
some reason.
Is it because
they're all superstitious?
I think they're lazy. Yeah. I think they're lazy dudes.
Hire a better equipment manager.
You gotta get Caleb.
Gotta get Caleb on the job.
Also, when Caleb and Jake are starting to make out, the scene where he's like, I
in
have
the
all
locker
this
room.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, if I don't get this stuff off, I'm gonna start to smell. And I was like, start?
Yeah, you just played a game. He catches me by the wrist and holds me still as he gazes up at me. Let me, he murmurs. It's complicated, I say. This is Jake.
thinking of all the layers trapping me. Jock and garter, hockey pants, shin pads, socks, chest protector, jersey. I'm taped into my damn socks from the outside. I'm still wearing my skates.
It's really the socks that are the true barrier.
And he's like, he knows how to undress me.
That's true. He's been managing my equipment for a while now.
Equipment manager.
There were a couple moments of like, I need to separate my knowledge of hockey from this.
From this romantic novel. Dang. Yeah, this is not making hockey romance seem that appealing.
Yeah, plus so many hockey players are like missing teeth. And none of these guys seem to be. They definitely did mention it on a couple people.
Yeah,
they're just not important.
Four teeth knocked out in the first half of the season, yeah. She says at one point. Oh. I'm like, wow.
Seems low.
Yeah.
Don't they have mouth guards?
Yes.
Insufficient mouth guards.
But also, they just are getting straight up punched.
Yeah, yeah. I actually love the club scene, for the record. I love,
that
was like them being on the stairs and her being like, someone could have seen.
That is, yeah, it was super fucking hot.
Although I did think her showing up to that puck bunny, I was like, girl, you're with all your work friends, though.
Yeah. Hey, all the work friends were into it.
Yeah, I was like, badass move, but like, could you have scaled it back a little bit?
She could not, because she thought Caleb was hot. Speaking of puck bunny, is that just like a hockey term? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it just was something I was unaware of because, man, do they like to call girls bunnies?
It's a groupie.
Okay.
So not all girls are puck bunnies.
A chaser.
Chaser,
of yeah. hockey players. Mm.
Well, the more you know.
Now, do we want to talk about the IRL puck bunnies?
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that. I will do my best summary.
I am totally unaware of this, so okay. You're enlightening me.
Okay, so a while ago now from when this episode is released, there are a lot of hockey romance fans on Book Talk, as you might imagine. Sometimes, book talkers are not good at distinguishing real life from fantasy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So there was a comment that a popular book talker put on a Instagram story or post talking about how she wanted to fuck this real life hockey player. And his wife
Ooh.
Was like, hey, that's wildly inappropriate. Yeah. And this is like kind of harassment with how often that you do this and how very graphic it is.
Apparently, it had users posting thirsty fan edits and face claiming him, i.e. making him the visual representation of certain book characters. This, I believe, is the player whose wife was like, hey, fucking stop. So yeah, they're like definitely fetishizing real people.
Not cool.
Which started a blow up in the book talker world that has progressed to the point of book talkers who have never harassed a hockey player in real life who just happen to be fans of hockey romance being harassed and told that they're predatory.
Oh, yikes.
Because everything on the internet is done with nuance and restraint and dignity.
Uh-huh. 0 or 100.
Yep. I really, really loved the tension of we shouldn't be doing this here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like when they're in the club. And that went out the window after the closet scene, which is my vote for the hottest sex scene.
It was a hot one.
Yeah.
It was.
I honestly think the tension paired with the sex scenes really, really did it for me. And having that first one in the closet and the tiny BDSM tie up, adorable.
Yep.
So I think that to some extent, the rest were tiny letdowns from that because that was just like, it was perfect. For me. But then they're like, we're not worried about the press until it's convenient to the plot again.
Yeah.
And I was like, but.
Yeah, I was like, the whole ass team is there.
Right.
Y'all are being witnessed.
Yes.
Yeah.
As being extremely unprofessional.
Unprofessional. And like, when it all blows up in their face, I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't it sooner?
Yeah. Like, of course that's what would happen. Like, what did you think would happen?
Yeah, the team doctor and a player. And their equipment manager.
The team doctor, the daughter of a famous rock star who definitely exists.
And is everyone's favorite.
Yeah, in a band as famous as the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
The Ferrymen. What a terrible name. It just reminded me of the Christopher Guest movie, A Mighty Wind, and Christopher Guest's trio is called the Folksmen. So, like, that is basically who I was thinking of the whole time. But I guess it would be more Spinal Tap.
Yeah, it's totally mm-hmm. Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
This is still in the part of the book that I really liked, but I was so upset post-club scene when, was it Jake who decides that they're better off together and then storms out of the Uber with the driver's like...
They both did it so many times. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it straight.
Yeah, this is at the diner afterwards. She's like, oh yeah, I'm terrified of the press. And they're like talking super loud in front of all the teenagers. And I'm like, shut up. Yeah.
Someone is definitely TikToking you right now.
They fucked.
There was a lot of fucking.
A lot of fucking. So if you want 740 pages and 600 of those have fucking.
So much fucking. All of the orifices are explored.
Mm-hmm. Fair warning, though. They're functionally all the same partner. They're all light doms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Even the golden retriever boyfriend.
Jake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When Caleb is like, he wants to hug her, but I know he wants to go home and spank her for behaving like this. I was like, when? When have we ever seen that from him?
Once? Maybe. I feel like he was kind of dommy in the kitchen.
Yeah, because they're all fucking dommy.
Yeah.
Just a hint of dommy.
What if we like to fuck in different ways? What if we were individual people?
Right. She did say a couple times, Jake is my whatever, and Caleb is my whatever, and Mars is my whatever. And, like, I didn't see that difference quite as much.
I saw it in their characters.
Yeah.
I sure as hell did not see it in their fucking.
Jake is my joy, Caleb is my comfort, Ilmari is my rest. I want them all, need them all. And I'm just like,
Ilmari is not restful.
No.
He's not restful.
He just smells good.
He just smells like
her ranch on Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she grew up on.
And I guess because he's a huge dude, I guess he's good to cuddle.
Yeah, but also, like, I feel like those things aren't different from each other, really. I mean, I guess, like, the joy can be different, but like comfort and rest.
Nah.
Is that really?
Well, and Jake's the one who's always getting ice cream for everyone. So who's comforting now?
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. And
get
Ilmari...
rid of everybody else. It's just her and Jake. Like he's the.
Yeah. And like Ilmari never gets tired of fucking. So how does he rest? He could go all night.
Also, even at 27, like, I'm not doing this without a refractory period. Like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get a drink of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to fucking pause here.
Yeah.
Maybe go pee?
Yeah.
Please, girl. No UTI.
Mm-mm. Well, three guys. Three hockey players. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I mean, Caleb's dick is different.
That's true.
Yes. They have...
ribbed for her pleasure.
Distinctive dicks.
They do.
Because Mars is huge.
Yeah.
Caleb's is pierced and Jake's is just normal, I guess.
Yeah. It's all in how you use it, though.
Yeah. True.
I did love their nicknames for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not love her nicknames for them. Every time she was like Angel, I was like, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. But Hurricane in Seattle, A+.
Yeah. Lioness was good.
Yes,
not
I was about
good.
To say what was.
And Raucous.
Raucous. Which I think means darling, right?
Yeah. Deer is what it translated to in the Kindle translation. Which I was like, that sounds way lamer in English.
Dear. Oh, yeah.
My dear.
Oh, I hated Snuffy. I was like, that's what you came up with?
Oh,
yeah.
Ew.
Snappy.
Yeah, Rachel gives bad nicknames.
She does.
Everyone gives Rachel good nicknames.
Yeah, but that's just like Snuffleupagus. That's what she should call him.
I did also really enjoy the Finnish glossary at the beginning of the book. It was a good little... preface for what was
I
coming,
had that bookmarked and visited it quite frequently because I do not speak Finnish.
You don't?
No.
It was a prerequisite for this
Yet,
book.
That's not it.
But. About that.
Yeah, what's up?
There were three conversations in this entire book. One of them was, you're mine. I'm yours. You're mine. One of them was Mars speaking Finnish and her going, what does that mean?
Mm.
Which they did three times in one sex scene.
Yeah.
I was like, if your English is so good, maybe you should fucking speak it.
Teach the Finnish later.
Yeah. And the third conversation was architectural metaphors about them not being remotely able to communicate about fucking anything. We're all on shifting sands. Your hands are hammers. Shut up. Grow up.
Damn, Karina. Just read the hot sex.
The hot sex was the same scene over and over again. Yeah. I very rarely zone out during sex scenes. Oh. This got me zoning out twice.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I get it. You're in her ass. You're in her pussy. We get it. Can you guys do something kinky? Because there's a lot of talk going on about domination.
She was tied to a bed at one point.
She was tied to a bed at one point. And then they immediately untied her when they got there. They did.
Yeah. I know. I do know that Jake untied her, I think.
Yeah. Caleb was the one who was there, and they were, like, rushing afterwards. And then they tied him up to the dresser.
Right. So he couldn't. And blindfolded him and gagged him.
Yeah. And
which I was like, damn, okay.
Jake untied her legs and took her.
Then it got to Jake's turn, and he was like, no, I want her untied. And it's like, oh. Okay.
And then Mars untied her arms.
Right.
I didn't love the fade to black for cunnilingus in the sex scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I knew a lot about blowjobs given, but every time, I think it was the one where, like, she spreads herself out on the kitchen counter for all three of them to feast, and then it's, like, fade to black, and I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Give us the feast.
That's my favorite part.
Were there truffles? Was there chocolate sauce? Come on.
All she ever says is, like, my boys' tongues are so talented, and I'm like, ain't seen it.
Telling, not showing.
I think that was the first time that she had all three of them, and I was like, damn, that's a fade to black?
Fade to
the
black.
The first one? Mm-mm. What did we think of the scene where Jake blows Caleb and then spits the cum into Rachel's mouth?
It didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it does it for somebody.
I don't do spit.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the cum. I just don't do spit. And I was like, that whole time. And also, hang on.
Need a trash can?
Also, when they, like, spit into her cunt and watch it, like, drip down, I was like, okay, we're just gonna put this book down for a second. Yeah. I believe I was also at work.
Right, yeah, I was, like, trying to speed through this at work, and even though I don't think anyone would be, like, reading over my shoulder or anything, I felt
boy,
like,
howdy if they did.
Yeah. I mean, it's the atmosphere, because I have an office with a closed door that nobody comes in unless they knock. And I'm even over here like,
oh, God.
I got to say, though, the threesome scenes, like, in the closets, there were a couple of those. There was a couple, like, in the shower. Yeah. Those were pretty fucking hot.
They were.
Once it got to four, though, it was like, okay, we're, like, planning this. We're, like, making straight-up commands to each other, like, okay, you fuck her ass while I fuck her mouth or whatever. And it's like, okay, like, you can just let it happen.
Hey, does anyone want to eat her ass? Fade to black.
Not again.
Yeah, also Jake says shatter in a reference to an orgasm. He says it twice. It's like, what man has ever said shattered? I want to watch you shatter.
No.
He reads a lot of romance books.
Yeah, that's just it. It's like only romance authors use that. Conveniently, he is written by a romance author. Yeah. So there we go.
Oh, and another thing, since it's all the same sex scene, condoms out the window immediately.
Well, she has an IUD, so.
She does.
So it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
They're all clean. They say they're all clean.
They say they're all clean.
Yeah.
Well, even at the one night stand at the wedding,
oh, I'm clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and then Caleb is like, Jake, what happens to, like, whatever fucking rhyme they had about, like, if you don't wrap it up, throw her out or whatever. And he was like, I don't know. She says she didn't like condoms. And I'm like,
to be fair, usually it's the other way around that conversation goes.
True.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed if they never mentioned it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why did we make a thing of it?
Yeah, that was real dumb. The first time Rachel and Mars have sex, I will not wear a condom.
Oh.
He adds, this is a claiming ruckus.
Yeah. I was like, you don't get to decide
red
that.
Flag.
Consent much?
You are not the one who would have to deal with the consequences of not wearing a condom.
Did they talk about her having an IUD?
Well,
they didn't, I don't think.
Did they?
No. Mm.
He's just like, I will take care of the child. The first time that they kiss, he's like, kiss me. And she wraps her legs around his waist outside in public. And I'm like, geez, I wonder why the press had a field day with this girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder. There's no fucking forethought or restraint or whatever. No. The way he comes on to her, the way he invites her up to his room is, if you want it, come and get it.
Her luggage.
Oh, right. Yeah, her luggage. Yeah. Not waiting for me to respond. He turns on his heel and stalks off towards the elevators. I'm like, why are we doing this with this guy? This guy
sucks. He's not giving her choices.
Sucks.
He's holding her luggage hostage.
And doesn't tell her. She, like, goes up and embarrasses herself to the concierge. Yeah. He's like, hey, the luggage. And she's like, did you send the luggage up? And he's like, it seemed prudent. Okay.
It was my way to manipulate you.
Yeah,
of course,
exactly.
I wasn't going to tell you.
I don't remember what this is, but this is the Guantanamo Bay of sex.
No.
Oh, it's the first time she and Mars fuck. Because he's just like, bend over. Okay, now get on the edge of the bed. Now do this. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Which is right after cool foreplay, dude, because he like shoves two fingers in her and then puts his giant dick in her.
I fail to understand why she wanted more of that.
I don't know why she wanted him at all, because he was a jerk to her from from jump, and she already has Grumpy Sunshine at home.
We have Grumpy Sunshine at home.
You don't need this. I just don't think that you should fuck a guy who's not even like basically nice to you.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a hot take.
Look, there are two guys you can be attracted to, the nice guy or the rapist. And like in between of just being rude, we're not doing it. If he's not kidnapping you, what the fuck are you doing?
Come on. Have some standards.
Yeah.
I just hate Mars so fucking much. And I don't like hate him, but like
he just wasn't a good addition to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
I kind of could have done without him.
Yeah. She just needed higher standards. Like the only thing he brings to the table is
a big old dick.
Big old dick.
Yeah. Well, and he's hot. He looks like Thor.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like, I think the introduction of Mars fucked it up for me. I thought the team went away after the Omari introduction, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I like the team. The guy that they told it was a full, like, strip physical. He came in and got naked, and she was like,
what are you doing?
I was going to check your knees. She calls my body wash her pussy nip. Well, that smell on Kay is my dick nip.
I did love pussy nip.
I was like, stop it.
There's a lot of breast weighing in this book. Mm-hmm.
Like every time they fuck.
This is approximately 2.1 pounds today.
They have a produce scale.
Little food scale.
Yeah.
You just like tote it around. At least 3 instances of breast weighing.
Okay, please read us an example.
Okay, he cups my breasts with a groan, weighing them in his hands. Okay, chapter 30. You know I'm clean, Jake says. His hand slipping inside the stretchy fabric of my halter top to cup my breast, he weighs it in my hands, kissing my neck and flicking my nipple until I'm arching against him.
I mean, would you rather it be like fondling, or is weighing the better verb?
I don't know. I just
bouncing.
Yeah. Tiddling.
He titillates my titties.
There was a lot of them reaching under her shirt without asking and while in public. And I'm like,
and or at work.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a good thing she's cool with this because.
Right. And at first she had a strict no PDA policy.
Yeah.
Out the window.
Yeah. That was like a week.
So gone. Using the word fists.
Sorry, what was that word?
Fists. But not like fisting. He fisted his dick, or he fisted my hair, or whatever. Caleb fists my ass with both hands.
Whoa.
Like, could we maybe use a different word unless that is what you mean, but it's not?
How? Yeah, I have questions.
What does that mean?
Is it grabs?
I think so.
Because grab is not like
a fist. Right,
because I think like.
That's just like.
I think fisting
like,
hair
is like.
Yeah, but an ass is a different shape then.
Yeah,
because you can do a full fist around a dick or around hair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that two hands up?
Mm. No. Way, right?
Can't be.
No.
Because I mean, that girl stretches,
but. Yeah. Oh my God, she does. We can talk about that in a second. Let's see. Meanwhile, Caleb fists my ass with both hands as he teases my pussy lips, my clit, my cunt. My pussy and my crack.
Just sing about it.
He spears me with his tongue, holding me still as he works two fingers inside me, curling them along my inner wall. So, like, he's doing something with one of his hands, at least. Wait a minute. So, how is he fisting with both?
He's got 3 hands.
Okay. Yeah. My hard-on is shriveling up like a worm on a hot sidewalk.
I was like, okay, you love Florida. To see it.
Yeah. Ew.
This moved very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And it was super long, which is an odd combination.
I meant their relationship, mm-hmm. not the book.
Okay.
Sorry.
It did.
Yeah. Like, I kept thinking, especially with Mars, they're like, move in or it's over. And I was like, it's been, what, 3 days? Yeah. Like, who do you do that in a monogamous relationship?
Fuck no.
Can they just not be metamors at whatever distance they want to be?
Yeah, right?
Right, yeah, like...
You can literally date partners who have never met. Like, it would be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be fine.
Not to Jake.
No.
No.
He's your metamor, she replied. My meta what?
What?
Metamor, she repeats with a laugh. You dumb bitch. She didn't actually say that.
But she should have.
She should have. Because that was chapter 89. We're giving basic definitions in chapter 89. Them pressuring Ilmari to also date them again, like within 3 days, and move in, and he has to completely communicate with them, and he has to watch them fuck Rachel.
Right.
I turn my gaze back to Rachel, brushing my thumb along her soft cheek. I want to fuck you, Hurricane, right here, right now, and I want him to watch. She sucks in a breath, eyes wide. Kay, we can't move forward until we all know we can handle sharing. And currently, he's not sure. I say, pointing over her shoulder at him. I lift my gaze to look at him. Are you? She turns in my arms to look up at him with those pretty brown eyes. Mars? A muscle in his jaw twitches as he stares at me. I don't dare adjust my hold on her. If my touching her is enough to coil him like a spring, what will my fucking her in front of him do? We have to know.
We have to find out.
We have to right now.
No, you don't. Yeah. What if you respected people's boundaries?
I mean, that's how Polly works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This, I'm taking this as like a manual.
You out your gay partners.
Okay. Okay. Notes.
You
taken.
You fuck at work. Uh-huh. Yes. As much as you can.
Okay.
And you fuck in front of each other because but you can't.
Make each other watch. Yeah.
Yeah. And all you make everyone move into the same house immediately.
Yep.
And you get married after 3 months. Let's go.
Okay. Woo. Do you need to be super wealthy? Because houses be small.
Touche.
Yeah. That's why we need polyamory. Because the housing market is a bad. Fucking disaster.
That's just it.
They hadn't even had a good conversation with this man.
Right. Like, you really want to live with someone you've never actually talked to?
Someone who won't stop reading their book to come hang out with you at a bar.
What if your dog doesn't like him? What if he doesn't like your dog?
Ugh. Deal breaker. How is that?
Absolutely.
Although they did just bring Sai into his house without asking. They just fucking showed up. I was like, all right, I guess. And also, you know, they're talking about marriage and everything. And I was like, it's been 3 months.
Yeah.
This has been 3 months, guys.
Yeah.
When you know, you know.
Yeah, I shouldn't be making eye contact with you, Emily, talking about moving in too fast. I got real tired of sudden death. Shut up.
Just talk normally. Just communicate. Like,
everything is left on the ice.
That's just called being honest with each other.
Also, like, y'all are 27 and up. Like, why are we acting like we're 22 to 24? Everybody's at least 27.
Yeah.
You went to med school.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And thrived and got a really good fellowship.
This is just who I am, Mars. I'm complicated. I just imagine, like, her knowing every single, like, janitorial closet in the entire school. So, like, every hour and a half she could duck in and have a cry.
Oh, I thought you meant so she could duck in and fuck.
That would be way more fun. Actually, new romance book idea.
It's our little anthology we'll write. Yeah. That's what you can do for
Rachel Price, the med school years.
Oh, I got very, very tired of hearing about Caleb's devil. like the separation that she did between like his personality yeah. and his devil and letting his devil out and your devil can dance with mine. I was like, God, give it a rest, lady.
Yeah, because it really didn't, I don't know, man.
He's not that devilish.
No.
He's
really not.
He's just a person.
He's just like, get on your knees. And she's like, oh
what a devil.
Yeah.
He's just sad that he never got a chance to play professional hockey.
Yeah.
And that's why he is the way he is.
Well, he had 7 minutes, so.
Hey, that's more than I've had.
Yeah. True, same. Well, and having a knee injury that still haunts you kind of sucks.
Tell us about it, Emily. You know, they were so very worried about going public, as I said time and time again. But I'm like, you guys have it in the bag. You two are in a gay relationship, and you two are dating.
Yeah.
Right.
You're just roommates.
Fail to see. And you all live together. Yeah. I fail to see the problem. Like, on the one hand, I feel like I'm a polyamorous person constantly walking into other polyamorous houses and being like, y'all live like this?
Damn, bitch.
Which is how I felt about this book. But also, there were so many things that, like, red flag. Like, the fact that they were all, like, so possessive. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Should we have like a conversation about this?
Right, like
sudden
how
death?
Is that gonna
yeah work and out. Then her constantly having to be like, I'm yours, right?
I mean, they all want that
they
reassurance
all want constantly, and then they all have the exact same insecurity of he's perfect for her, so I'm out on the curb.
Yeah, just talk about it.
I don't think everyone needs to know your business.
Yeah.
Which, like, Rachel should be totally on board with right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't have to come out as poly to the entire press corps.
Yeah.
You can just say.
You can just live your life.
Yeah, but also that requires not having sex in the janitorial closet every time or you go to work.
Or nightclubs in the stairs.
Yeah.
To the VIP lounge.
And or that would make Jake sad if everyone didn't know that they're together.
That's true. He wants to live out loud.
It would, yeah. Right, Jake.
Jake is a himbo.
Yeah, for real. Jake is supposed to be the golden retriever boyfriend, but I feel like he's just a yellow lab boyfriend.
He's
and
just
then
dumb.
Caleb is the black lab.
Okay.
So he's dark, but he's still just a fucking lab, right? Like, neither of them are actually, like, dark and dangerous. And...
Mars is a Great Pyrenees.
Yeah. That's exactly correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all just puppies.
If Caleb is a Rubik's Cube, Jake is a Bop-It, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
But maybe don't say that to his face, babe.
Yeah. So Jake and Caleb are having, like, a heart-to-heart, and Jake says, I tell everyone my favorite movie is The Hangover, but it's not. You know the real answer, Kay. He huffs a laugh. Oh, God, really? Practical Magic still? Fucking of course that's my favorite movie, I say, pushing off him with both hands. Amy made me watch it like 1,000 times growing up. It's amazing. I want that house, Kay. I know.
Same.
I do too, yeah. Jake and Caleb have earned the nickname DLP, which is domestic life partners, before they even get together because they're BFFs. Oh, she's sitting next to Mars on the flight, and Mars says something about, you're with Compton and his DVP, because he doesn't always get English right, and she's, like, mad at him. And she says, first, the term is DLP, domestic love partner, and yes, blah, blah, blah. Which brings me to my second point. DVP means double vaginal penetration, Mars. Do you know what that is?
Little foreshadowing.
Yeah, right. She just explains it in the most explicit terms, which I will read right now.
Oh, please.
I lean in closer, lowering my voice. Imagine your cock buried to the hilt inside my cunt, Mars. Then Caleb slides in with his pierced dick, edging you to the point of euphoria. That's when my pussy will strangle you both, and we all come together in a shaking, sweating pile of arms and legs and dripping cum. That's DVP. And I was like, ma'am, this is a flight. You are on an airplane right now. Can we calm it down?
There is, like, a 7-year-old right behind you, avidly listening to this.
This isn't my first cow show, he says.
Cow show. That's the real reason we have Ilmari in this book, is for the
comic relief. There should have been more of that. Especially, like, when they're, I think it's that same exam where he's like, it is a sex thing, isn't it? And she's like,
Apparently, a pelican keeps landing on the railing of his deck. That's it. That's Pelican Watch. It lands and he takes a picture and sends it to me.
I fucking love Pelican Watch! That was my favorite.
Big himbo energy.
Yes. Loved it.
Yeah, very cute.
And when she's isolated at her parents' house, which switching her phone out was majorly not okay.
Yeah.
And we just kind of like blew past that. But she's fucking suspended from her job and he's still sending her like pelican pictures. And I was like, God bless you.
Yeah.
Is it like a swingers thing? Said Andrew's clearly trying to be hip enough to understand. Bless your little boomer heart. And he was like, right, well, here's order number one. Stop fucking around in the goddamn barn. I should fire you all for that alone. And I was like, you stupid cunts.
You should have.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, and then when she like goes home and starts packing up all of her shit, and she's like, I'm not going to ruin your lives. I was like, girl, you ruin your own life. They're not suspended without pay. You are. But I was really proud of them when Caleb was like, I'm knowing my own self-worth. I don't beg the people I love to love me back.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like, I'm not doing, yeah. If you don't care enough to stay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Finally. Get that bar off the ground.
I didn't register, like, how many chapters there had been until I got to, like, 77. I was like, holy shit.
And there's still, like, 2.5 hours left in the book. And you're like,
whoa.
I did love the denouement. Or maybe the Deus Ex Machina, kind of them getting everyone to write the letters in support of her, and then like getting all of the fans to come out and like make signs and wear the jerseys.
Big
and
romantic gesture.
Yes.
Getting ahead of the media.
Mm-hmm.
The only people who have anything right are the tertiary characters. Poseidon.
The dog.
Yeah. A+.
Sigh.
Tess.
Tess, mm-hmm. Rachel's BFF.
Yeah, who's like, hey, communication is the beginning and the end of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could just talk. Hands off, I say, giving her my best level stare. She snorts. Why? Because you're a goddess of epic proportions who would eat him alive. All goddesses gotta eat. Damn, girl. Yeah, give me Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll read the next one because I like her so much. And then the twin sister, Jake's twin sister, who's like
Amy.
Mm-hmm. Amy, who's like, you mean polyamory? It's a thing.
This is a concept.
You should Google it.
Yeah. Maybe learn a thing.
Yeah, maybe get some ground rules.
There are books on this topic. Informative books, not just romance novels.
I thought the owner of the team was maybe the coolest character.
For all that we saw the team owner for 2 pages. Yep. They were
well,
cool.
When she's like, I'm a double cancer. I'm a wreck of a human. And he goes, you say thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
accept it.
Yeah.
Accept your job back.
You're making my life easier. I'm making your life easier. You say thank you.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, somebody with their fucking head on their shoulders. Can I have a book about him, Tess, and Amy?
Yeah.
They don't have to fuck. They can fuck. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I just need adults who act like adults.
Yeah. Or like Poppy, the PR woman.
Poppy's cool.
Woman. Yeah, she is cool. So yeah, maybe the owner and the PR. Oh, how's she going to spin this one?
Because Tess is going to date Langley.
Yeah.
Is that the next book?
Yeah. Mm. Which is cute.
There's got to be a book about Poppy.
Another puppy dog.
Probably. Yeah, him being like, do you want to go out with me? I was like, love you. She's like, she'll get bored with him. Maybe. That's okay.
Okay.
Maybe he's got a pierced dick too.
Yeah, it's about the journey, not the destination.
Romance books don't believe that.
No.
I know, they all got to get married and have babies. Which,
Right.
Just fuck. Just be happy fucking.
They do.
Oh, they do be fucking. I mean, she does get her IUD taken out at the end, and I was like, damn, she must really love them because I am dreading getting mine taken out.
The in is much worse.
The in
was traumatic.
I'll never do it again. And having it in, personally, for me, terrible. The out was nothing. Like, really.
Okay,
like,
good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. So, take a deep breath. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I loved her mom being like, if you guys have a baby, who would the father be? Or do you not even care?
Come on.
That's how my mom would be, too. If this book had ended with her getting suspended and then having to go back to LA or Seattle, and then she, like, meets up with all of these guys at different times in her life.
Yeah. Like a Mamma Mia situation.
Yeah. Mm. Had, like, meaningful relationships. Yeah.
Apparently, I'm making a new list of life goals. Play professional hockey, bind my soul to Rachel Price, mouthfuck my best friend and love it, and convert my house into a 4-person sex den, marriage and kids optional. Ugh,
Oh,
that's the dream. Dream.
Oh, you were quoting the book.
Okay, ratings.
I just went real basic, and I rated it 3 sticks, 1 puck.
I rated it polyamory written by a monogamist.
Accurate. And I have a little ditty for you.
Yes.
Little bunny foo foo skating through the ice rink, checking out the players and giving them real good head. DikTok stars Karina McGeehan, Killian Ross, and Emily Shirley. It's edited by Karina McGeehan, produced and bartended by Derek Adams, and recorded at Shadow Public Radio.